could handle Lady. Might be worth a few minutes trying to find out what kind of a deal they made. Lady's bunch had a gang of prisoners seated in neat lines, cross-legged. None seemed inclined to protest their situation. Willow, Swan, and Blade were among the captives. They seemed depressed. I guess Sindawi was right when he said she didn't trust them. I almost wished I was there in person. I hear Cordy's supposed to get here tomorrow, Swan muttered to Blade. Nothing like timing. Blade grunted. Why the hell did the fool go and do something like this? It took me a moment to realize that Swan meant the Prabhrindra Dra, not Cordy Mather. Blade grunted again. Swan seemed to understand. Why the hell didn't he tell me? I'm supposed to be the goddamned commander of his goddamned bodyguard.
Because you're always over here watching her body instead?
So, I'm sorry. He don't appeal to me. You suppose this crap is happening all over? Or did just the prince go bugfuck?
No talking over there, Lady said, not unkindly. She asked, anyone have any thoughts concerning what we can do about our friends in there?
Stay out of their way,
Issy asked. He was turning into a real comedian.
I think we need instructions from the captain.
Lady turned around slowly, studying the air, almost as if she sensed an extra presence. It was, I suspected, a direct experiment meant to illuminate her suspicions. Nevertheless, Croker did need to know her situation. Chapter 67.
You smelled the Keena smell? You're sure?
The old man didn't seem interested in details of how Lady had visited disaster upon the Prabhrindra Dra. The fact of her success was enough.
Yes, but the goddess wasn't there.
I've felt her close up often enough to know when she's been around, especially tonight.
She wants instructions.
She may, but she was fishing for a reaction, really, she suspects.
She probably knows.
Have you been back to the Shadow Gate?
Are we holding?
No, I haven't. I assume we're doing all right. There aren't so many fireballs flying around as there were a while ago. That seems to be because there's a lack of targets, not a lack of bamboo. Once in a while, there's still a big barrage, though.
You need one eye to spell you?
I'm all right for now.
Be careful, and watch out coming back.
I'm sending for Lady.
She might be here.
I tried to take Smoke south. He wouldn't go. I tried to get back into Overlook to spy on Catcher and Howler and Longshadow, but Smoke refused to get anywhere near them either.
She is the darkness.
He would not be fooled, and he would not be bullied. He was gaining substance again, and that substance was in keeping with what I knew about his chicken shit character, which suggested that we might not be getting a lot of use out of the old boy in days to come. He would go upward. So I took the opportunity to survey the situation from above once more. The distribution of fireworks suggested our situation wasn't bad now. The Shadow Gate had held. The Prabhrindra Dra was headed north. He showed good hustle and a fair amount of thought as well. He left messages for his scattered troops, confident that we would be much too busy to chase them hard. He had no actual plan yet, though, other than to get clear and reassemble his division. He was not pleased by the way the tables had turned so suddenly. He'd been promised that Lady would be handled.